Hi, thank you for being here today. Fair warning, as usual in these first episodes anyway, hopefully I will get out of this habit, but I am driving while I'm recording, so sorry. You may hear a turn signal here or there. So this is my introductory little episode, I suppose. So if you are looking for some real content, just go ahead and skip this one. This is just a who I am, why I'm here, why I'm doing this sort of thing. So my name's Alicia Jeffries. I am married. That's my married name. And I'm a 30-year-old professional. I have an office job. And that is what I'm driving home from as we speak. I do have a husband, and I have two young children. I'm sure I will talk about them in future episodes. I'm just probably a pretty typical American person. Probably a pretty typical person, just in general. I've got things that are really working well in my life, things that I do well, and I have things that I am kind of sucking it up at, places where I'm trying to improve. I think if you look at me on a spectrum, I'd probably rank as a pretty positive person. I definitely have my days and my moments and certain things that trip me up. But overall, I think I have a pretty positive outlook on life, and that's why I'm doing this. And that's why I called it, Sunny Side Up. I had a few ideas bouncing around, but I didn't want to sound too serious, and for some reason, it's just weird to me to think of it as a show. I don't know. That just seems a little too impersonal. I'm really just talking to you. Just you, one person. I'm talking to you. So that just didn't feel right to name it some kind of show. Some things that I thought about at first, I was trying to brainstorm and think of words that would make sense, because what I'm talking about is kind of just whatever comes up. I'm not going to totally limit myself to a very specific thing, but really I'm just talking about life stuff, and how to be, and why I chose Sunny Side Up was it's about being positive and taking something, whether it feels positive or negative, and putting it in a positive direction. Just making that choice to be happy, making that choice to do good things with your life, however you define that for you. So I'm going to talk about who knows what all different kinds of things. A lot of it will probably be inspired, and I've actually recorded quite a few things already, and I'm not sure if they will remain on the cutting room floor, and I'll kind of redo them because they may not be good quality enough, but we'll see. I don't want to think about it too much, if that makes sense. Like, I want to put effort into it. Don't get me wrong. I do want to put effort into this, but I don't want to overthink it, because I'm the kind of person that would... In the past, I've definitely leaned toward perfectionism, and that's something that I want to get away from, and I want to get beyond that. I want to think about these ideas and come up with something that I think I have enough to talk about, but I am not writing this out. Like I said, I'm driving, and part of the reason why I'm doing this while I'm driving is because that way I can't really overthink it too much. It kind of has to be spontaneous and natural, and I think that that's good. For me personally, I think that that's a good thing. And I just want to give you a good message, and a good quality positive message. And I love researching and things like that, but I don't want to get lost in trying to make it perfect before I give it to you. Because if I do that, then I'll wind up never, ever putting any messages out there for you. So I'm just going to be talking about things that come up as I listen to other podcasts and get ideas. Like, For instance, I will definitely mention this in the future too. I listen to the Life is a Marathon podcast a lot. That is by Bruce Van Horn. I highly, highly recommend it. I would recommend you listen to a couple of different episodes personally, because depending on how you like to hear messages, what style you have, it may be a little bit, it may be a little bit too soothing for you. He kind of has a soothing voice, and when you first jump in, it may take you a little while to fully understand where he's coming from, but anyway, I think it's really great. So a lot of times I will listen to that, and then I'll get an idea and I'll stop it, and I will either just take a quick memo of, hey, had this thought of blah, 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 and I'll keep listening, or maybe I can't really get it out of my head while I'm listening, and so I'm not even fully paying attention to him, and so I will just totally turn it off and start recording right then and there, start recording a message for you guys. Sometimes it's conversations that I have in life, maybe a billboard that I see here, I don't know, just whatever. And my intention is to share with you something that is helpful for me in some way. And I'm kind of thinking of it like, I'm imagining that you aren't even listening to this. I'm imagining that no one is going to hear this for 20 years, and 20 years from now, my children are going to listen to this. Like, what advice do I have for them? What missteps did I take that wound up working fine, and I am, you know, it got me to where I am now, but what things am I learning now that I think would be helpful if I point out to them when they're old enough to understand that too? So that's a little bit about, that's a little bit about who I am, what this podcast is, how I'm doing it. I guess that's about all we need for an intro. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very excited about this. And if you want to reach out to me, absolutely reach out to me. I would completely appreciate that. Yeah, I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you. See you next time.